Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. They help keep us on the air. And of course, folks, I just want to say on a personal note, I've relocated back home to my old home state of Michigan. And so this is why I've been quiet for the last couple months. And it's not that I've left you. I'm still here. I'm still going to record as usual. Try to do it at least once or twice a week. God willing, it's just that circumstances beyond my control came up and I did have to relocate. So here I am back here in Michigan, and through God's grace and will, I've endured the snow and the cold. Of course, I was brought up in this weather. It's just hard when you've had fun in the sun down in the wonderful state of Florida for the past 19 years plus. And so it's hard to get used to the cold again. It's very hard. It is warming up. Here we are, March 4th, 2022. And things are looking up. It's a bright, sunny day. It's about 46 or 47 degrees. It's a beautiful day, at least by Michigan standards anyway. It's a beautiful day, God willing. Thank you, Jesus, through God Almighty. I appreciate it. I want to talk to you today. This will be a little different format. I want to talk to you today, folks, about the war going on, or conflict — they're calling it a conflict, but actually in reality to Russia it's a war — between Ukraine, for just a minute, and also Russia. Russia being the aggressor, the President Putin, and then Ukraine, the President Zelensky. What's going on there is a lot of people don't understand this. But what's going on is Russia is trying to reunite Ukraine as part of Russia once again by taking it over city by city. And they're trying to be, i.e. Putin's trying to instruct the military to kind of be a little politically correct and do minimal casual damage and casualties to the people and everything else there and all of that. He's trying to be politically correct. But bottom line is Russia wants Ukraine's resources. Ukraine is high in lots of resources. They have some oil resources and deposits, but not only that, they have wheat and different types of food. Well, Russia's fairly good size. It's big. And so we all know, going back to the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and part of the early 90s, Russia used to be called the USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. And so everything was united under the USSR. And so that's what President Putin is trying to do once again, is to reunite Russia so that Russia is one big giant massive control. All these states and all these countries are under massive control, under Russian control, under President Vladimir Putin. And so a lot of people don't know that. And so, again, Russia needs resources, and they also need to run their pipeline right through Ukraine as well for Europe. A lot of people also don't know Russia has deposits of oil and gas and et cetera, et cetera. They're very rich as well. So in order to keep the pipeline going and different things like that, Russia wants to control as much as possible. So President Putin's been in office for over 20 years. He's not going nowhere unless somebody decides to, one of these countries, maybe the United States, I don't know. He decides, and he'll decide when he steps down. Unless somebody takes him out, he's going to be there for another, you know, 20 or 30 years at least another 20 anyway. And again, it's about control, and you have to understand that it's about power and control, in this case, power, control, and resources. So President Putin's not going to go nowhere. President Putin sees a weak Ukraine not being part of NATO. They're not part of the NATO group. So therefore, President Putin says, well, I've got the bigger military. I've got, you know, close to a million. I think they have just over a million or a million five or a million eight or something. I forget the exact number, folks, but they've got well over a million in troops and stuff like that. And Putin's been building up the last 10 or 15 years since he's been in office. He's been building up and building up and building up the military. So a lot of people realize now, it's like he's been doing this in the cover of darkness. Now, Russia is a force to reckon with. And so you have to understand that, folks, that Russia is a superpower, along with the United States, China. I think really what it comes down to is China is the first, Russia the second, and United States is now probably third. And I hate to say that, you know, but I'm just saying, again, under Trump, we might have been strong. Under other presidents, we might have been strong. But under this president, current president now, Biden, we're just not as strong. They care more about silly issues that are not relevant to the military, and don't get me wrong, they're relevant in the world, but they're just not relevant to the military, and that's what people forget. And so the military's job is to go in to destroy things and conquer and take things over. And unfortunately, our military has had budget constraints and all kinds of issues over the years. And they've cut and cut and recut and cut people down. And now we have to be LGBT acceptance and it's a requirement. And you have to be tolerating of this and tolerating of that. In the olden days, it wasn't like that. Either you serve under Uncle Sam or you don't. And so, again, you know, the military has changed drastically, at least over the last 5 to 10 years, at least probably 10 years plus. And it's not the same. And so Putin, a good study of history, Putin watches history, Putin watches different types of patterns. And the pattern here of the United States is always we elect a Republican. We got rid of Trump. They didn't want Trump in office any longer, and these being the elites. And so they got rid of Trump. They made sure they got him out of there. And then they installed their puppet, and they installed a Joe Biden. So, you know, again, with a weak Biden, Ukraine doesn't stand a chance. We can't really aid Ukraine too much. If they send troops over there, that would be the biggest mistake. That would lead to a possible World War III. So again, you know, with everything going on, folks, you have to understand this is the global elites wanting to do this and wanting to continue their dominance and start World War III. And this all goes back to the Mark of the Beast and Revelation, folks, because this is a podcast where we do talk about God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is soon, by the way. You have to realize in the book of Revelation, and you have to understand that everything is for a rhyme and reason. These elite people do not do things just for the sake of doing things. In other words, they don't just talk about something if there's no reason behind that. They don't say something if there is no reason, rhyme, or purpose. There's always a reason. There's always a purpose. There's always something going on in their head that they want to do and accomplish. And one is to ring in world domination. One is to ring in also a new world order, NWO, new world order. And also the bottom line is what they want to do ultimately is bring in the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast is a mark in your forehead or in your right hand. And that is something that you can identify, meaning you worship the beast and you worship the beast system. That's why I personally have not taken the vaccine. I'm not interested in that. I believe that that is a That is a prerequisite to the mark of the beast. I believe that's part of the mark of the beast system taking the shot, because I believe there's a point in time, and I still believe, even though half of my relatives here in the state of Michigan have taken the vaccine and shot, I still believe that that's part of the mark of the beast system. And so I refuse it. I will not take it, and I under any circumstances. And that's just the way it is, folks. And so, again, it's about world domination, and they want to thin the herd and depopulation the elites. And again, this war over in Ukraine, the conflict, i.e., between Russia and Ukraine, is part of that. That's all part of the plan. It's all part of the global plan. And so, again, you have to be a good student of history to know, understand countries, understand this country for the last couple hundred years, understand Russia and who's leading Russia, President Vladimir Putin, and what he's about. Putin, again, is a smart, highly intelligent person, ex-KGB, which is over there. It's Secret Service. He's worked his way up, has military connections. President Putin is just he's just a slick fella. You know, that's all I got to say, being nice, trying to be nice here on this podcast. He's just a really slick fella. He's a very slick person. He cannot be trusted. When something benefits him, then he'll go do it, whether it be behind your back or in front of your face. Putin gets what Putin wants, and that's the bottom line. He's a strong leader. He's a powerful leader. He's a very crafty leader. He's a very secretive leader. He's somebody that cannot be trusted. So you have to understand that and always look at what's behind the curtain. And again, he's in the mix. And he's part of the global elite on a global elite scale. You know, he's worth millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars over there. And he knows that. And we know that as well here in the United States. So, again, he's playing his role right now as the world goes, as we come down to the eventually second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's what you have to understand. It's all part of the game. It's part of the puzzle. There says in the Bible, going back to Revelation, there'll be wars and rumors of war. And here we go. You know, this is just one more war, one more conflict on top of there'll be another conflict. China, no doubt, probably sometime this year, will invade Taiwan. And I know through weak President Joe Biden, is assuring the president of Taiwan that won't happen. We'll defend you to the tilt. And of course, if that happens and we get involved in a war in Taiwan, and of course, they're the makers of the chip, by the way, the microchip over there, and they're making the chips for, you know, the cars, electronics and everything. They're the number one producer of chips in the world, because they have the resources in Taiwan, and that's been cut short. So China will go in there and they want to take that over. They want complete control of Taiwan, take over the production of the chips so that they control any and all chips in the world. They basically control all the technology throughout the world completely. And that's what China wants to do. And again, this is all part of the beast system. People argue with me, but it's all fitting in perfectly. So look for China to invade Taiwan sometime this year. That's what I would definitely suspect, because again, if we get sucked into Russia, and Russia's doing exactly what they want to do, they're taking over Ukraine, so we will get involved in that conflict. President Zelensky of Ukraine has already talked to President Biden here in the United States several times on the phone, so we'll get sucked into that. While we're getting sucked into that, our military, China will make its move on Taiwan. Guaranteed. That's how it always goes. And so again, folks, you have to be smart and look at the players on the board, and you have to look at, well, when one thing happens, if we're preoccupied, China sneaks in the back door. That's how games are played. That's how strategy is. So you have to understand that. That's how it'll work. Okay, this is the end of the podcast, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb. And this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. And I ask and pray that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It's most important, especially in these end times. You either go one of two places, and most pastors nowadays in this liberal society and liberal world won't tell you. You either go to heaven or you either go to hell. There's no in between, folks. There's no place where you're just going to mellow out and sit down and drink tea all day and sit down and relax and watch the ocean. That's not how this works when you come down to the end game. The end game is you're either going to heaven if you believe in God through Jesus Christ and you've been saved and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, or else if you want to worship man, you go straight to hell. So that's the bottom line. You can be with Satan and burn for the rest of your life, your soul, or else you can be in heaven with God Almighty through Jesus Christ, just believing in Jesus Christ and accepting Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior and confessing your sins. So again, folks, I ask and pray that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and confess your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And I say on that note, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, I do apologize. I've been down for the last couple months due to transition since I moved back home to Michigan. So I love you. Peace be with you. I love you, folks. And I look forward to the next podcast. God bless you all. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. I'm out of here. This is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.